This afternoon, we're going to get started at 1:05 as soon both teams will be getting ready. They've actually been getting ready, and the Orioles will be taking the field soon. The umpires have just gone out to home plate. Robin Ventura bringing out his lineup card for this afternoon. We'll have more with those lineups. We'll talk about the pitching matchups and everything coming up soon. We do have White Sox baseball here on The Score on the White Sox Radio Network.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons 1 to 6. We talk White Sox baseball and cover all Chicago's teams. This is WSCR and HD Chicago and WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
3015. The first inning is brought to you by Phillips Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in Illinois for 9 consecutive years. And the original starting lineup is brought to you by Miller Lite, the original Light Pilsner. Time now for Robin Ventura's White Sox batting order for today's contest. Leading off, playing center field, it is Adam Eaton. Melky Cabrera, the left fielder, bats second.
Underway in a game that will not feature a crowd, a first in Major League Baseball history. The Orioles are exercising caution after the rioting in Baltimore. The two teams are playing in an empty Camden Yards today. Action right now, bottom of the score between the Yankees and the Rays. Top of the fourth in Minnesota. Detroit on top of the Twins, 1-0. And in the National League, bottom of the fifth in Cincinnati, the Brewers lead the Reds 3-1. All the runs coming on solo home runs today. Adam Lind, Chris Davis, Ryan Braun for the Brewers. Todd Frazier going deep for the lone Reds run. Billy Donovan appears to be the top choice to fill the Thunder's coaching vacancy, as GM Sam Presti has reportedly flown to Florida to meet with Donovan. Two games in the NBA tonight. The Hawks host the Nets with that series even at 2. The Grizzlies host the Blazers with a chance to end the series up 3-1. Former NBA player Jarvis Crittenden has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the shooting death of a mother of four. He faces 23 years in prison. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Pharrell. I'm headed to Vegas for Mayweather-Pacquiao. Listen Friday at 10 and Saturday at 4 Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Studio. I am Jim Rome. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. What's up? A very good Wednesday to you. We move into our third and final hour, man. Today is easy. Well, most of it's easy, but we're moving quickly. I will say that. Telephone number is toll free 1-800-636-8686. Dr. Harry Edwards came on, and as always, he was pretty polarizing. We've talked about civic unrest. What's going on in Baltimore, the fact that the O's and the White Sox are going to play in a closed stadium that has never happened in Major League Baseball before. L.A. Clippers played themselves right back into that series. They were exactly where they wanted to be, tied up two games apiece, series shifting back home, and it got away from them last night. Joining us to talk about that and the postseason is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. He is also a panelist on Jim Rome on Showtime. We are joined by Lee G. It's so good to have you back. How are you?
Great, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, Lee. Thank you. And thanks for making time. You were at Staples last night for Game 5 of the Spurs and Clippers. The Clippers, of course, have a fascinating history, Lee, of painful moments. Where, then, will the end of last night's game go down in their history?
It's up there, Jim. I mean, it's up there with Game 5 last year in Oklahoma City. Even Game 2 of this year's series against the Spurs when Griffin turned it over, they really had that game. I mean, they had, you know, I think that they'll look forever at that. At those shots of that ball on the rim and try to discern whether it was going through or not and whether DeAndre Jordan really needed to touch that ball with 4.3 seconds left, because you know if that shot goes in, they're up one with a chance to potentially close out in Game 6 in San Antonio, and instead you know, you're looking at a potential offseason of more questions for this franchise of whether this core can really break through and get it done.
Lee, regarding that play, Manu Ginobili said that the Spurs got lucky on the goaltending because he thought the ball was going down. Do you think it was going down, and did they get lucky?
I see so many angles. I can't tell for sure. If I had to bet, I'd say yes. I'd say I thought it was going down. It looked like it was hitting the inside of the rim. The Spurs make their own luck, though, Jim. I mean, they're in this position so many times, and those plays seem to go their way. They went their way a lot last night. I thought fatigue was a big part of last night's game. I think the fact that the Spurs have built this bench where their starters can be fresh down the stretch, whereas you could see Griffin was just exhausted by the end of that game, missing free throws, didn't have his legs under him. I think that was kind of the major difference down the stretch. Although, you know, the Clippers keep getting in these situations where they can't get breaks down the stretch. And I think at some point they're going to have to wonder if that's something within themselves, or if it's just that they keep getting unlucky in these key moments. Because it's pretty remarkable of how many of these tight finishes do go against them.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, these finishes keep going against them. They keep going for San Antonio. And at some point you say, maybe there's a reason for that. Lee Jenkins joining us. Lee, what about Blake Griffin? I was going to go there next. He was a monster for three quarters, and then he ends up going 1-for-9 in the fourth quarter, including that rejection from Tim Duncan. And you touched on fatigue. How much of it then is fatigue? How much of that is great defense by San Antonio? And how much of that is nerves?
I think the fatigue is huge. I mean, these guys are playing. You know, Jim, the bench can be overrated at playoff time. I mean, you look back kind of through NBA history, teams that have great benches don't necessarily always win in the playoffs. The Spurs last year were an exception in many ways that they did ride their bench to a title. But you have to have something. I mean, you have to be getting some help. And it's not that the Clippers bench has been so ineffective in this series, but you can tell that they've completely lost the faith of Doc Rivers. So Griffin's having to go 41 minutes, Chris Paul 40 minutes, high-intensity minutes. I think by the end, with Duncan on him for the last quarter and a half, Griffin kind of broke down and wasn't able to give them what he gave them for the first two and a half quarters. So I think it's a huge factor, and it's a big factor now with only the one day of rest going into Game 6. You've got a team that's emotionally drained, but probably more important physically.
Lee Jenkins joining us. I'll take one more shot at this another way. I mean, 1 of 14 from beyond the arc. They missed 16 foul shots. Is that fatigue? Is that all fatigue?
No. I mean, because a lot of those threes were early in the game. And, you know, I mean, they – and that's the thing about the three. I mean, San San Antonio was probably outplayed in many ways by the Clippers last night, but they made the threes and the Clippers missed them. It's the great equalizer, and this is what the Spurs did a year ago. I mean, the Clippers have three-point shooters. I mean, they've got J.J. Redick out there. He fouled out, so he wasn't able to give them that threat at the end. But look, I mean, the Clippers, their shooting will let them down at a key moment. I mean, they kind of owned, it felt like, the pace of the game. Felt like they were kind of had more want to early in the game in the first half. But the Spurs threes, they have so many different guys so that if one guy is off, another guy steps up and he starts hitting them.
Lee Jenkins joining us. He's a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Lee, Tim Duncan had 21 points, 11 boards, 4 assists in 39 minutes at the age of 39 and could have had even more if not for a few misses close to the basket. Exactly what are we witnessing with regards to him?
I mean, I don't know if he should hang it up, Jim. I mean, it seems like he could keep doing this over and over again. I mean, you have so many of these big athletic rim protectors in the NBA now, but they just don't have Duncan savvy. They're still not able to kind of match his guile down low, and he's able to take advantage. I mean, what he's doing in this part of his career, especially defensively, you know, without that athletic ability, but just able to continue to affect shots, alter shots. That block he had last night on Griffin, I mean, that shouldn't happen. A 39-year-old on a 26-year-old is one of the most athletic people in all of sports. I mean, he just, you know, he keeps kind of changing the math on what we think players are capable of at this age. And, you know, at some point, Jim, this thing is going to end. And I felt like last night, I started thinking there in the end of the fourth quarter, Clippers win this game. They close out this series. Is that it? I mean, is that it for the Spurs? And now you look at it, one goaltending call, and the whole thing is reversed, and you wonder if they've got another run left in them. Because I don't know that Houston's going to be able to beat them.
No, you're right. I mean, the narrative swings back to why would this guy stop? He could probably do this in another 3 years or more. And you're right. I mean, we're talking about one of the most athletic guys in all of sports, Lee, and he's got rejected by one of the oldest guy in all of sports. And, I mean, should we be surprised? I guess on one level, yes, but he just keeps doing it. I mean, he made a few moves, a few spin moves. I'm looking at this guy, 39. I'm like, I cannot believe that Duncan can still do what he's doing on both ends of the floor. Now, what about the Clippers, though, Lee? They did bounce back from that Game 3 drubbing to win Game 4 in San Antonio and showed a lot of heart and a lot of grit in doing so. And I'm sure that Doc Rivers, in that two-hour film session, did everything he possibly could, emptied his notebook, so to speak. What can he say now, and do you have any idea how they show up for Game 6?
Well, he said it last night. I mean, he's clearly trying to work the refs, trying to, you know, get a couple of calls on the Clippers' side because this series is so tightly contested, Jim. I mean, these two teams, I know it's a cliche at this point, but one really doesn't deserve to go home. I mean, you look at the field that's left in the NBA playoffs, you could make an argument that these are two of the best three teams in the league right now, two of the most feared three teams, or at least two of the five most feared in the NBA. I don't think that the Clippers have necessarily done a lot wrong. I think the mistakes were made when they just didn't reinforce that core three. They didn't give them enough reinforcements to help them stay fresh through four-quarter playoff games against very difficult opponents like the Spurs. They're going to go back there, and I'm sure you'll get another transcendent performance from Chris Paul. He's done it all year. He's done it throughout this series. I don't necessarily think it's going to be a pushover for the Spurs, but you look at history, Jim, when they win these 2-2 series, they win Game 5 all the time. They've done it 13 out of 16 times in the Tim Duncan era, and 12 of those times they then go home, and they then close out that series in advance. So the Clippers are fighting a lot of history.
So if they make it 14 out of 17, finally, then where does that leave the Clippers? I mean, they're in a tough spot from a roster and salary cap perspective. If they lose that series, do you expect to see them make major changes?
I don't think they should. I still feel like they're close enough. I mean, you look at where the Warriors were a year ago. The Clippers beat the Warriors in the first round of the playoffs. You know, the Warriors made just enough tweaks, obviously a coaching change with the Clippers, which the Clippers wouldn't make. And here they are as the top team in the West. I don't see how they can get better necessarily by letting DeAndre Jordan walk or by looking at a trade involving Blake Griffin. They're pretty hemmed in salary cap wise, and they're going to have to compete for DeAndre because teams are going to come after him. They'll obviously be able to offer more, but I think that alone, just keeping him there, I think would be a victory, and keeping it intact. They're going to have to change the fringes of that roster because that, I think, in the end, will probably be their downfall.
Lee, actually, one last thought, if you don't mind. In terms of OKC, do you think that they are going to hire Billy Donovan? And if you're looking to convince Kevin Durant to stay long-term, is that the type of coach you'd bring in?
If he wins, you know, he's got to win. And if